Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is It's Optional with Trey Wallace, Chance Collins, and Brandon Johns. What do you see?
Dobbs heeds it. They're bunched up in the end zone. It's tipped up. It's caught. It is caught. Juwan Jennings. Juwan Jennings.
He just dumps it off for a first down.
Throws it, fakes the spike. In the end zone, touchdown. Whoa. Jordan Lasley. The legend of Josh Rosen.
Whoa, he has trouble with the snap. And the ball is free. It's picked up by Michigan State.
It's Optional, Fox Sports Knoxville Fan Run Radio, getting you ready for the 2019 NFL Draft that will kick off in 5 hours, 59 minutes, and counting on the seconds. Fans are already packed out down on Lower Broadway right now. Exciting time tonight. Look forward to seeing the city on the big stage. Should be a lot of fun. It's weird. The draft is going to be on ABC tonight.
Yes.
With the College Game Day crew.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to be on there. So that's an added element of fun to it.
Yeah, I was listening to them earlier as they were kind of doing their like pregame, it was the early morning.
Yeah.
With the live look in with College Game Day. You had Desmond Howard out there, obviously Corso, Reese Davis, and Herbie.
Yep, Kirk Herbstreit going to be there tonight. I'm interested to see how they play this out because it's going
to
be
Herbie didn't have far to go for work today.
No, he just
lives in Nashville.
Right down the road, but it's going to be interesting to me because ESPN's also broadcasting. So I'm wondering if they're going to do the college part on ABC and then ESPN will be the regular host. I don't know how that's going to play out. I was trying to look it up during the break and I couldn't find it. So that part is interesting to me and I'll look into that. I don't know. Somebody tweeted me and wanted to know if Avengers Endgame will be on the list for the weekend. It is probably not for me. But it is going to be for Cam. He's going to like 3 different showings in 3 days.
Yeah, I'm going to wait a week. I think that most of the tickets are probably sold out for the weekend around here. I'm really not sure.
Not going to go see an afternoon showing like a matinee?
I mean that's a good
cheaper ticket.
No, it's a cheaper ticket. It's a heavy play to go do that. I just don't have the time to do that in the next couple of days.
Right.
I mean, possibly Saturday. I guess I could do something like that.
Streaming
but,
illegally.
Yeah, I'm actually I'm going to something that's cooler Saturday. You want to know where I'm going?
I don't know. It depends on how cooler it is.
I'll put myself out there. I'm going on Saturday too.
Oh God,
Sex and Death Expo.
What?
I'm going to a Sex and Death like exhibit.
I don't even know what that is.
Wait, what the hell?
I don't either.
What the hell are you talking about?
That's what it is. It's like it's an artsy thing.
Like art, like hanging on the wall? Like
yeah, it'll be like stuff like that, like, you know, different like sculptures and things like that, and it's about sex and death. Very morbid stuff, right?
Oh, I thought you okay.
Whoa.
I thought you said death.
I'm going
like,
to see
like
death.
Sign language and stuff,
yeah.
Like
oh.
Death.
No. Like
okay,
bad,
all right. That, okay, you're going to some goth
bodies.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, okay, all right.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's full disclosure, was a goth kid back in the day, but now I'm going to like this like like art exhibit downtown. So if I had
you and
time,
like 5 others?
I think, yeah.
It'll be pretty crowded, actually.
It'll probably be. Actually, there's a lot of weird people around the town.
That's in something I wasn't expecting coming out
yeah,
of.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Your mouth is
breaking news.
Breaking news. It's kind of like a dumpster.
That's what I'm going to do on Saturday instead of watching the damn draft.
That's dumpster news. So, okay. Well,
maybe not the greatest news.
Congratulations.
I think
to
it's
you.
Pretty
no,
cool.
That'll be a lot of fun. Maybe you can catch a good dinner downtown somewhere.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I got a good dinner downtown last week. I'm not going to give any free pub, but it was pretty good.
Give me a hint of the first name of the place.
It was seafood.
Chesapeake's. My man. I don't care. I'll give him pub, whatever.
Maybe we'll give him a little, maybe we want to bring him on one day.
Yeah, we'll bring him on one day.
It was really good.
Chesapeake's is...
It's always been good.
It's a good place.
Staple of the community, in my opinion, for some fresh seafood outside of if you're like going to go to the shrimp dock and get something like fresh for the weekend to cook or something like that. But Chesapeake's almost next
Chop best House, pretty fireplace in town, too.
Yeah. But yeah, went down Chesapeake's. Man, some. You ever had an oyster shooter?
Dude, I'm from Mobile, Alabama.
Of course you've had oyster shooters. I had a couple of those. Had some Blue Points.
Okay. All right.
Interesting. What was the Blue Points?
The best is the oyster parmesan, the Rockefeller.
Yeah, I like Rockefeller.
With that bacon, parmesan, spinach,
yeah, it's really good.
Not much going on when it comes to Tennessee athletics in town this weekend. The Vols baseball team is on the road at Arkansas. They will come home next week to play Missouri.
What success in Arkansas? Winning one of those?
One out of three. One out of three. Arkansas is a very tough place to play at. You know, like we kind of mentioned yesterday, and I was talking to somebody inside the baseball program, you know, there'll be 9,000 fans at these games the next couple of days. I think one out of three is a nice outing for the Volunteers. And I also like it, and I mentioned it now, because they're not rolling the Thursday, Friday, Saturday series. They're actually going Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So maybe that helps Tennessee's pitching out a little bit tonight and tomorrow. Yeah, so I think that's big for them. If they can go get one out of three there, and then come back and take the series against Missouri. This is a team that's probably going to be hosting an NCAA regional, not even counting what could happen at the SEC tournament in Hoover. I feel like their pitching's been good enough. I feel like their hitting's been good enough. And Tony's got himself a squad over there right now. It was interesting to me yesterday when he said, and this is a crazy comment, he said he had seven players that couldn't come to Tennessee because they either went drafted or one player went the JUCO route.
Yeah.
Seven players. Think about that. You're putting together, you're recruiting, you're going through the whole cycle. You know, you're with these kids, you're talking to these young men for years on it. And for him, it's different because he kind of just got here. But, you know, he's still been recruiting these kids. And then all of a sudden, you think you're going to get them on campus. Then they go to the MLB draft. That's why I think the draft is at a weird time.
Yeah, it's tough because that is the one thing that kind of disadvantage for baseball. Really tough on them.
Well, they hold the draft during the College World Series. Like,
that's
awkward.
Yeah.
Like, why are you doing this now? Why not be in conjunction with the College Baseball World Series and hold it afterwards?
You know, that's baseball. They're never going to play the traditional stuff. They got to keep it the way it's always been.
I get that. But it's also a weird timing, too, because you got to think of the recruiting periods as well and being able to get these players signed on. And then, you know, now they have to make the decision, okay, am I going to go the MLB and have to go play the minor league route for years before I make that leap into the big leagues? Or do I want to go to Tennessee? Because once you go to a college, though, what's the rule? 3 years? You have to stay 3 years in college baseball before you can declare and come out. So you have to make that decision. Hey, do I want to pass up a $400,000 to $500,000 signing bonus or something along those lines? You know, if you're good enough, do you sign for $1 million and then they have the rights to you? You know, but then you decide, you know, you have to make that decision. Do I want to ride a bus from town to small town to small town playing double A or triple A ball for the next 2 years before I get a chance at the major leagues? Or do I want to go to college for 2 to 3 years, well, 3 years, and throw out my arm? Like, that's a tough decision. And I get what these players go through when we're discussing this and these baseball players having to decide with their families, okay, which route now? You know what I mean? Is my arm going to be there in 3 years where I can still make the same amount of money but potentially be able to go straight to the majors type of deal? Mm-hmm. Because they have these leagues everywhere. They have the Cape Cod League. You know, you've got the Cactus League, whatever it is, out in Phoenix. So they have these – and Florida's got a bunch of them too. They have these leagues for these young players to go play in. So I find that very interesting. When he told me yesterday, when he told us it was 7-8 players that he lost – in his recruiting cycle, you have to think about that, how much that potentially hurt the squad, but now they're just balling. The pitching is great. Schultz is fantastic. They got to get Neely back. The hitting's been great with Davis as well. It's coming full circle, and I think they've arrived a year early. But Arkansas, they got to go win one out of three. You go win one out of three, I think you set yourself up very nice to make a run. And hosting an NCAA regional – it's a very big deal. And it's, you know what? It's also fun for the fans. Man, I remember when I was, I think I was like 19 years old, 19, 20 years old. South Alabama was my school, and they were playing in a regional in Tallahassee. They were playing Florida State. And then, all, you know, so I took my little brothers. We got into a car, told my parents, hey, I want to go take them down to a regional.
No.
We went to Tallahassee and watched the Jags play, you know, and they got one as well. Yeah. So it's fun. You know, regionals are a lot of fun, the regionals especially are a all lot the teams that come in.
A lot of fun. I would love for Tennessee to be able to host a regional.
Yeah, that'd be great because you know awesome. They're going to host in softball.
Mm-hmm.
So hosting in baseball as well would be great. Let's take a break now. We'll come back on the other side. College basketball, scandal, trial, Dawkins, money, Zion. Scandals. God scandals. Only knows what else is going on today. We'll talk about that next. So there in Torres. It's optional on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Century, doing something mean to it, do it better than anybody you ever seen do.
Pretty short when it comes to the basketball size. So
I can't wait to talk about this with Aaron Torres, this New Orleans, yeah, especially our 3-on-3 series.
3-on-3, man.
But it's stuff coming out in this trial. I knew it would be a head-scratcher. I knew some of it would kind of turn some eyes, but it's getting interesting now because they're going to throw everything up there and roll with it. Let's go straight to the phones. Aaron Torres from Fox Sports Radio, The Athletic, KSR, everywhere joins us. Aaron, what's up, buddy? Good afternoon.
As I tell you every week, Trey, I'm from a lot of different places.
I know.
But friend of Fox Sports Radio Knoxville is the proudest accomplishment on my resume. So thank you for having me, as always, my friend.
My man, that's awesome, buddy. Thank you.
But one thing really quick.
Okay.
Brandon behind the glass told me that you guys bully him. I don't like that. That needs to be cleaned up in the studio.
Whoa.
He said you guys bully him. That's what he told me.
He's reporting harassment to a
Brandon,
guest?
Stop snitching.
Hey.
Stop snitching.
Well, we're going to have to cut his mic off.
Aaron sniffed it out.
Okay. Aaron, Brandon, you can turn your mic off now. Aaron Torres, the trial going on, man. I'm reading through this stuff while I'm live on the radio, and I'm just kind of scratching my head. In the latest tweet that came out from Matt Norlander talking about, and if I'm not mistaken, this is new Kennesaw State head coach Amir Abdur-Rahim met with Dawkins, Blazer, and an undercover agent, and allegedly they just stuffed $11,000 in a pair of shoes and FedExed them to Robert Williams from A&M. I mean, you've been following this all morning. What's your take on this stuff?
Yeah, I was actually out doing a couple errands myself, and look, I live in L.A. I'm not in the courtroom, so I'm just going off these reports like everybody else is, like you. I'm trying to read and react in real time. That last little doozy was, in fact, a doozy, as I just alluded to. I would say this, too, and this is some kind of inside baseball, kind of nerd college basketball stuff, but I was actually told this offseason that if you looked at the coaching hirings, I mean, there's usually a hierarchy in basketball, and it's the same in football, but in basketball, you know, you work to become a high major assistant coach. And then you get a low major job, and then if you're good, you get hired at a high major job, right? Like, that's pretty standard how it works. So, you know, the coaches at Kentucky and the assistants, I should say, at Kentucky and Duke and Tennessee and Arizona and UCLA, they're always going to be in the hunt for the next wave of head coaching jobs. And what I was told, which I found really interesting, which applies to this exact scenario, Trey, is that this year, agents were having a lot of problems placing high major assistant coaches at head coaching jobs, even if they had the resume, even if they were qualified, because ADs were afraid that they just didn't know who was going to come up in these trials.
Wow.
And so you just referenced it, and I found it so interesting that this last little doozy came out, because this is why the job market was so bizarre this year. By the way, maybe it's why a guy like Mark Fox got another job, even though I don't think he necessarily deserved it. Maybe it's why Steve Alford bounced back. And, you know, I don't know why exactly, but I'm just saying this was kind of the buzz kind of inside baseball, that it was hard for a lot of high major assistants to get head coaching jobs because ADs were afraid that their names were going to come up in the FBI trials, as they are ongoing now. And sure enough, here's an example of that this morning.
It's so interesting to see how much further this is going to play out, because I think we kind of see what the defense is going to be doing here, where they're going to be throwing these guys up there and they're just going to let them start talking. They're going to try to lead him in one direction, and they're going to start talking. You know the NCAA is in that courtroom. You know, there's reporters in there. I'm sure there's different agencies all up in there trying to figure out the information that is put forth from the testimony. You know, but you look at these other different situations with Zion. There, you know, there was talk with Clemson trying to figure out what Zion needed, you know, to potentially come there. I mean, it. Look, man, this thing could go on for a couple more days here and maybe even longer. What are the ramifications on this now because Sean Miller and Will Wade doesn't look like they're going to have to testify? They keep throwing these names out there, man. Some of these coaches might be without jobs again.
Yeah, it really is a case-by-case basis, Trey. And again, I'm kind of just trying to react in real time to the information that's coming out of these courtrooms. And so I'll give you an example. You know, Sean Miller yesterday. So today, let's use today. So let's start with today. Today, from my understanding, there is a USC assistant coach, Tony Bland, on a wiretap talking about, I need this money to help us get Marvin Bagley.
Right.
There's an assistant coach from Clemson. I need this money to help, or this is what it's going to take to get Zion Williamson. And so I think in those cases, it's pretty cut and dried of, you're on a wiretap and you're talking about it. Like, I don't know how the NCAA could take that any other way. And I think these guys are going to lose their jobs. Tony Bland at USC has, of course, already lost his job. He was one of the original four assistant coaches to get arrested. But you talk about a Teflon guy in Sean Miller. Yesterday, I don't know that anything came out because it wasn't Sean Miller, because it wasn't an assistant coach. All it was Christian Dawkins kind of talking about on a yacht. And I just did a Periscope on my Twitter feed, and I encourage everybody to go check it out. You know, with the Sean Miller stuff from yesterday, all it really was Christian Dawkins, this aspiring agent, saying, yeah, Sean Miller's my guy. I talk to him on the phone all the time. He's taking care of DeAndre Ayton, blah, 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 blah. But that's not enough in my eyes for Sean Miller to really be in trouble because, Trey, we've all been at dinners and cocktail parties and whatever, and you're trying to move up the corporate ladder and whatever you're doing, and you kind of throw out like, yeah, you know, this is my buddy, this is my guy, this is, you know, I was on the phone with him last week. And sometimes, you know, we all exaggerate a little bit. And so in that case, I don't really know that there's much that Sean Miller has to worry about. Now, right. As you said, this trial is going to keep going on. More stuff is going to come out. And I only bring that up to say that every situation is going to be a case-by-case different situation. But, like, with the Sean Miller stuff, I don't know that anything comes of it, whereas with the Clemson stuff today, I think a lot of stuff comes from it, with at least one assistant coach eventually going to lose his job.
I want to tie into this. A name being attached to this stuff is, and look, it's different when it comes to the public eye compared to what people can prove and how long they can go forward with it. But, and I'm going to go back to this name just for a second. When you have somebody like Amir Abdul-Rahim, who was at Texas A&M, who just took the Kennesaw State job, Desmond Oliver, Tennessee assistant coach, was reportedly second when it came to who they were going to name the head coach. Does stuff like this that comes out, maybe even without proof, besides the fact that they have these videos of them, is it going to hurt assistant coaches like this when it comes to getting other jobs? I mean, I'm just talking about them having their name attached to this trial.
Oh, yeah. No, and you know, and this is something, and I'll use every platform that I can, Trey, to kind of bring home this point, is because every name is thrown out there, it doesn't mean that they've broken NCAA rules. And, you know, I have a good friend, longtime assistant coach. He's been at some of these major power programs. And what he told me, and it always stuck with me, and he knew Christian Dawkins. I'll say that his name has been loosely thrown out there, but, you know, nothing, he's not been accused of anything. But what he told me, which always stuck with me, is he said, when you recruit high-caliber guys, you have to deal with people like Christian Dawkins. And that doesn't mean that every person that took Christian Dawkins' phone call, and by the way, this is what bothered me about some of the reporting with Yahoo over the last probably 2 years. They throw out a spreadsheet of, oh, Christian Dawkins met with this person, Christian Dawkins had dinner with that person. It doesn't mean that NCAA rules were broken. And so the only point I'm trying to make is just because you hear a name, and again, it's such a case-by-case deal, but when you're an assistant at Tennessee or Kentucky or Clemson or UCLA or Arizona or USC, and you want to recruit these guys, sometimes you got to take these calls, and in some cases you got to, you know, if you're not willing to kind of bend the rules, you got to let them off easy. But you know what you also have to do? You also can't burn that relationship. If Christian Dawkins says it is going to take this much to get this player to your school, you can't just say screw you and hang up, because you might need Christian Dawkins a year from now, 6 months from now, 5 years from now. And so that's my only point, is that with all this stuff that comes out, now there's going to be guys who get directly implicated, and it's clear that guy was willing to break the rules to get fill-in-the-blank player. But just because somebody's name pops up, and just because they took a call with Christian Dawkins, I want to make this abundantly clear. It doesn't mean that any rules were broken.
And I agree with that. It's kind of a public backlash is more so what I was looking at, and unfortunately, you know, when names being thrown around. At the end of the day, let me ask you, when we look at this trial, and we don't know what else is going to come out, and I'm sure there's a lot more, and I'm sure they'll somehow try to sneak in that Will Wade wiretap. Somehow they're going to try to –
You bet.
I mean, if you're the defense team, do you kind of just go all out now? If you've come this far, do you just try to play these supposed Sean Miller wiretaps, these Will Wade wiretaps, get them out there on the record in court, and just let everybody have a field day with it? Is that the plan now? Because Dawkins is already screwed.
It's so interesting, Trey, and I did talk about this, I think it was my Monday podcast, so if people are more interested in this, then I do encourage them to listen. And that's exactly what the defense's argument was going to be, was that Christian Dawkins can't be a criminal because this is the world that he lived in. And basically, I saw an Arizona website kind of break down this analysis from a legal perspective. And obviously, look, I understand that there's always going to be situations where, where an Arizona website is a little bit biased. But what they said is right, is that what Christian Dawkins' defense is basically, I robbed a bank, but because all these other guys robbed a bank, that means that my crime isn't bad. But it is still, by the letter of the law, a crime, right? And so, like, and obviously, let's be honest, like, paying $5,000 to a kid or a coach to get to a kid isn't robbing a bank. But you get the point. And so I'm only saying this because I think the defense, a lot of wind came out of their sails last Friday when it became clear that the judge really didn't care that some famous basketball coaches that he's probably never heard of if he's not a college basketball fan are caught on this wiretap. And so I think a lot of the wind came out of their sails, like I said, and now I think they're coming to this from a place of weakness, where their big argument was that this was the world that they lived in, and nobody really wanted to hear that argument, certainly not the judge. And so now I think, honestly, their entire legal defense, they're just throwing stuff up against the wall, and they, you know, listen, Christian Dawkins, as you said, he's in trouble, he's going to jail. I don't think they really care about protecting anybody, this and that. And so now I just think they're, like I said, they're just throwing stuff up against the wall, seeing what sticks, and if it means bringing down a Sean Miller or an assistant coach from Clemson or USC, they're going to do it. But I'll be curious to see how it works in the long run.
Man, one more question before you head out. NFL draft tonight, buddy. Anything you're looking forward to? You just want craziness? I mean, is there a player that stands out to you? What's your opinion on tonight?
Well, I'll tell you this, and we've talked about it a lot on my radio show. I keep using this term, you know, wind out of the sails, but I think once Kyler Murray announced that he was giving football a full go, I think it just took everything out of this draft, because it's funny, I did a ton of fill-in on Fox Sports Radio during bowl season, and it was a real conversation. Is he going to choose football? Is he going to choose baseball?
Right.
Is he going to try to enter the draft as the NFL draft as a baseball player? Would he be a first round pick if he's not fully committed? Once he fully committed to football, I don't think there's any intrigue. Like, Cliff Kingsbury's going to take this guy. Maybe there's intrigue as to where Josh Rosen gets traded. I don't know. But Cliff Kingsbury's going to take Kyler Murray. I don't think Kyler Murray's going to work in the NFL. But I also don't blame Cliff Kingsbury. Cliff Kingsbury gets one shot at being an NFL head coach. Josh Rosen is not going to be his guy. So why not go get the guy that gives you the best chance to have success? After that, you know, it kind of bores me. Now, there are guys that I really enjoy playing at the college level. You know, Devin White from LSU, you guys know, is just a rock star. You know, Josh Allen from Kentucky is awesome. You know, I'm intrigued to see where guys go. I don't think most people realize how good Nick Bosa is because he didn't play this year. But I'll tell you, like, from a narrative storyline perspective, once Kyler Murray decided I'm with baseball 100%, or I'm with football 100%, excuse me, I just don't think there's really all that much meat to this actual draft.
Oh, fantastic stuff as usual, buddy. So much to discuss, and I'm sure this trial will go on into next week, and we'll do this thing again, and I appreciate you joining us. Tell everybody where they can follow you, brother.
Well, I'll tell you this really quick, Trey. You and I, for 4 days, couldn't find a time that worked. Stuff just kept popping up. That's, I think, true. It all worked out for the best that I got pushed back to Thursday. This is definitely probably the meatiest stuff to really come out over the last couple of days. But, yeah, follow me on Twitter, at @Aaron_Torres. I always appreciate the support of the Knoxville community. My podcast, you can subscribe right there. No FBI stuff because everything broke after I recorded yesterday, but some good kind of recruiting tidbits, stuff like that. So subscribe. Heck, I'll be honest, I don't even care if you listen, but if you subscribe and download, it really does help me out. So just subscribe and download. If you want to give me a 5-star rating, that's great too. If you listen, even better.
Subscribe,
but, you know, guys, I love coming on with you, and I appreciate it.
Aaron, thanks for joining us, buddy. Have a good rest of the week and a weekend, buddy.
You too. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Aaron Torres from Everywhere. Great guest as usual, bringing all the knowledge when it comes to everything going on right now in the Christian Dawkins FBI trial. We'll come back on the other side. We've got some news of the day going to be going on here in just a little bit. We'll do that, talk a little bit more of that. We got the exchange coming up with the drive, figure out what they have on tap today. We're rolling along. Fox Sports Knoxville. Optional Fox Sports Knoxville, running along here. Second hour of the drive will be coming up next. We'll hand things off to the drive with Russell Smith. The whole crew's here today. Well, Rick's not here. But Brandon's outside chilling, and Bear's here. So we'll talk to Russ here in a minute, see what they have going on today. Do you guys do any kind of draft parties? You going to go to anything tonight, watch with anybody, or just really don't care?
No. No, but I have been to some draft parties. I mean, as many jokes I'm throwing out there, not a big draft guy. Keep throwing out there a disclaimer, but I have been to some parties. Parties are fun.
There's draft going on at Hops and Hollers tonight.
Yes, there's a lot of draft parties going around town. Like I said, get over to Hops and Hollers. We love them. Tell Todd and everybody that we said what's up. That'll be fun, but there'll be a lot of, like big draft parties in the city going around, hosted by a lot of professional players, former Titans, Titan players now on the roster. If you're in Nashville, a lot of celebrities, country music stars, draft parties, man. Draft parties are cool.
Taylor Swift would do that crap today during the NFL draft.
Yeah.
I mean, more power to her. She could probably outdraw
brand awareness
coming out for the draft.
Brand awareness. Have
you ever gone down there and done that in the Gulch with those
the
wings?
I have not, because I'm not a hipster.
Well, I'm not. Well, I'm not either. You don't have to be a hipster.
I think you do. You're either
down there like a couple times.
You've got to be a woman in order to pose.
No, I know that. I'm saying the lines, though.
No, it's like the hipster thing to do. They just added a second pair of wings, like we were talking about. And yeah, you have a line for like 2 hours for people to take a picture in front of some damn wings. I'm sorry. It's the hipster thing to do, in my opinion. I clown a lot of my friends live in Nashville now who just moved there. Some of them bought houses like in East Nashville. Like, I call them the East Nashville hipster crowd. I don't know who they are anymore. That's what I always tell them. But yeah,
Nashville has become a hipster town.
Yeah.
It's definitely changed.
No doubt.
With Brad Paisley going bro country.
Yep. Damn it, Brad!
Instead of being
damn
a
it,
country,
Brad.
Country town, it's now a hipster town.
I'm not going down this road again. It seems like every star has a bar on
yes.
Broadway now.
Yes.
Even Clay Travis does.
He's a small, little bitty minority owner.
Of what?
The sporting club.
What used to be Paradise Park? Did you ever go to Paradise Park?
Yeah, it's now it's
Sporting Club or something.
Yeah, it's
Nashville
something like that,
Sporting
yeah.
Club. There's actually a hotel
it
in
there as
well.
It actually looks pretty cool.
No, yeah. I agree. Props to him, but I mean, it's not like he's a big-time owner. Right? But no, you can listen to him every morning from 5 to 6 a.m. here on Fox Sports Knoxville.
Cool plug.
Yeah, no kidding. But no, it's, you know, you have Old Red, with it, which they opened one up in Gatlinburg as well, by the way. Blake Shelton. That's actually pretty big in Gatlinburg. I don't know how they fit that into that spot.
There was a lot of land available.
Don't.
Just, that's where I'll leave it.
Okay. God, you little POS.
Come on now.
Whatever. But then you also look at, you know, how everything is being bought out tonight from the corporate wise. You know, I just got a text from a buddy of mine who's down there, and he was trying to buy a Bud Light from a beer vendor on the street. $13.
Ah, that's a joke.
$13 for a cup of beer.
You know what I need to do? I need to go down there, bring 3 cases of beer and a couple friends, and I'm going to be like, $3 a pop. I would kill it.
You probably would, but
you'd
sell out before the cops said anything.
He'd hide them. He'd hide them illegally somehow.
Well, he would need to. Smart.
What I'm saying is, I think if you were selling $3 beers, you'd sell out before the cops, like, before you made a name for yourself.
You would think that, but then there'd be a lot of people probably surrounding you, which would draw more attention is what I would say, and then you'd probably get busted either way. Nashville ain't letting anybody make any money without having the permit. It would be a valiant effort. I think that you might get like four or five songs.
There would be some cops that would be like, hey, just get rid of that. They've got bigger fish to fry than to actually take some kid.
Well, it's all about the NFL. They've changed the stoplights.
Yeah,
the stoplights are now
NFL. Yeah. Red, yellow, green.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of pictures. My sister was posting a bunch. It is cool.
That's actually really cool. We give Roger Goodell a hard time, but moving the draft to different cities is actually one of the few things he's done that I really agree with. Like, that's pretty awesome.
Yeah, it would be even more awesome if the Preds were playing, but.
Yeah. I think that would be worse for the city if the Preds were still playing. By God, that's good for the draft that the Preds are out.
Yeah. Nashville needs a major
league
team.
I hate to say it, but
now.
It's good.
That's the next step.
You want another text from Marty Blazer and the Christian Dawkins trial?
Please.
One of the co-conspirators?
Sure. Give them to me. Like crack.
For former USC head coach, this is related to him, Tony Bland, who is the coach, needed money to get to Marvin Bagley III, Blazer. He wasn't going to UCLA or go to Duke. Tony was confident he had Marvin Bagley locked in to USC. When Marvin Bagley signs with USC, I need you guys on campus the moment he signs. Be ready to get it to him ASAP. Talking about that money.
For the love of money.
Yeah, so it keeps trading hands, man. I'm telling you, this. If they keep looking around here,
nothing's going to happen, Trey
Wallace.
Yes,
it will. I think something happens.
What? They're going to fire Coach K?
I think it will be a couple years, but I think
they're going to ban Coach K for going to the tournament.
No.
This isn't time for a break. This is just.
No, but the NCAA is on campus.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to be on campus with these guys, man.
Nice music bed. So really, when you break it down, the heavy hitters. The Calipari, the Sean Miller.
They won't be touched.
That's what I'm saying. So if they go after the little guys, who really cares?
You'd see Calipari retire before they started.
Now he just switched schools. That's what he does every other time.
Yeah. No, I.
What can.
He's like Urban Meyer.
I hate to be that guy, but it's like, what are they going to do?
Nothing.
You can't. Yeah, exactly.
Nothing. Damn it.
You can't
you can't
get them.
You can't punish the bigger schools because they make the money for the NCAA basketball.
And if you punished all of them, they'd just be like, screw you, we'll have our own tournament.
Yeah.
And who's going to watch?
It's out of control.
If the Power Five like conferences all joined together to have an end-of-season tournament every year,
yeah.
Who would rather watch whatever's left of the NCAA? No one.
That's a good way to put it.
You would much rather just watch all the Blue Bloods who got kicked out of the NCAA.
How many more breaks do I need to get in? Live radio behind the scenes.
Just
one.
That's awesome. Well, I mean, when you really look at it, USC is had an NCAA officer on campus, what, for the last 15 years. Place is a cesspool. And the fact that they won't let Reggie Bush back, though, I think they're taking it a little too far because it's been well over 10 years since all that mess went down with Pete Carroll and USC.
I mean, they take it too far because
still won't let him on the sideline.
They gave him the money. I mean, like, get out of here.
Like, USC gave him the money.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
but still, let him back. I mean, don't take away.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why are they not letting him back?
Right.
It's stupid.
Yeah, he made them enough money. He made the NCAA a buckload of money. They don't need any more. And the fact that he works for the Pac, you know, he works for Fox, who carries Pac-10 games, now they're trying to figure out what's going to happen if they have to go on the road and do a show at USC. Is he even going to be allowed on campus or anywhere near it?
Ooh.
It's sad.
It actually would make some great content if he wasn't and they had to like bring him way in live down from like an electrical closet.
Or if they just had to like do the
who's
the
that guy underneath the coat? I have no idea.
We have to be 30 miles away from the
if they had him wear a trench coat the Coliseum and like the the glasses with the mustache underneath, that would actually be I'd be all for that.
No, I would agree with that. It's just a weird thing when it comes to USC and how they're trying to not keep Reggie Bush involved whatsoever. We are now joined this afternoon by the great who Chance called earlier old, and I did not go along with that.
I do that all the time to him.
Russell Smith joins us this afternoon from the drive.
Much older than Chance.
He's not, but I do that all the time to Russell. I say
Chance is sneaky old.
Two young guys.
I don't sneak. I've had the gray hair for a long time, so I don't sneak up.
Black don't crack. I'm very sneaky old. I was just saying, two young guys, two old guys.
He covered up his gray, though, with orange.
Hey, sometimes you got to do
that. Was a smart move. It's a
very smart move. Russell donning the Game of Thrones shirt today. You wouldn't
even.
You wouldn't know because you don't watch it.
I thought it might come from like some Chinese restaurant you went to.
This is the Targaryen sigil.
That's what it is.
Is it sigil or sigil? Right?
Sigil.
Sigil. It's a quality sigil.
Okay.
What's a quality shirt?
Are y'all going, is that going to be the topic
going?
Today?
What am I? Oh. Are y'all going to Westeros?
you making that trek to Westeros?
I mean, they do take vacations. They have tour guides that go on trips to
That's a good hot question for a Game of Thrones. Where in Westeros would you most like to visit?
Ooh.
That's it. Okay. That's I have no idea what the hell you're talking about, but I think like you're talking about the set.
I would love to go to the wall and pee off the side of the wall.
Oh, would love to do that.
Would you love to pee off the side of the wall? Wouldn't that be fun?
They have tours set up. You can go do this stuff. No, you probably can't do that.
I'll tell you where I'm not going.
Sir, we're going to have to let you off the tour.
Where would you like?
I'm not picking to go to Winterfell. That's
really?
For sure.
I'd like to go to Winterfell.
I'm not picking.
Dorne seems like the vacation spot.
Yes, Dorne.
What the hell's Winterfell?
Oh man,
that's where it's going down Sunday, Trey. That's where it's going
down.
The
Battle of the Behemoth.
The Battle of Winterfell. Is it
like Antarctica?
The Behemoth Battle is what the series. The episode is called. Mm-hmm.
Here it comes.
Same guy who directed Battle of the Bastards, wrote it.
Oh, yeah?
Same guy who wrote this battle.
Fireworks coming Sunday.
Is Trey, it that intense?
Like, I don't even think, even if you started right now, I don't think you have time to catch up before.
Can I just get cliff Sunday. Notes?
Like, how many hours are there? Is it like 80 hours
if I,
or so?
No, let me ask you a question. If I had to watch two episodes from each season to at least give me something.
You can't do that.
I can't do that?
No, it's not that kind of show, man. You can't just, like, come in and go. It's not like Seinfeld, Trey, where you could just, like, watch an episode here or there.
I mean,
It's a story. It's...
I don't know why you...
If you miss, like... If you miss two or three episodes, you'll be lost.
Yeah.
Like on a plane, lost in the middle of an ocean on an island?
Dun, 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 dun.
Like lost in the desert. Lost like Daenerys in the desert. Remember when she's crossing the desert with the Dothraki?
Oh, yeah.
That kind of lost.
I remember that. That was awesome.
No, you don't. no, you don't. Don't do that.
Wrestle tonight, NFL draft. Are you excited? Just yes or no?
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge draft Nick. Like, I know what's supposed to happen, like, the first five picks, but after that, I'm not like, oh, you know, the Raiders are going to take so-and-so at 12. Like, I don't know.
Really looking for that steal in the seventh round.
But I will be watching, yeah, the first round. Like, I love what they've done with the draft, moving it to Thursday. I mean, ever since Laremy Tunsil came out with the gas mask bong a couple of years ago, like, that was a turning point for the draft. They've really done a nice job making it must-watch TV, particularly that Thursday night. Like, you know, after that, it's kind of like, you know, when we were growing up, and Saturday and Sunday, you come in a couple of days, you check the ticker, remember the ticker, yeah. Like, oh, who did my team get? Like, after today, that's kind of how I operate. I won't be watching tomorrow, I don't think, but
it's just
tonight, I watch it like a TV show. I sit down
really?
And watch. Yeah.
I mean, I'll watch, like,
see the reactions,
first couple
fans.
Picks, see if Kyler Murray goes number one. But, like, me and Brandon talking about, it's just, I mean, the advent of social media and Twitter with the 24-hour news site. Like, I can just go to Twitter. I don't have to sit there
and listen. We'll find out the number one pick before they announce
it. I don't have
stage.
To listen to the gas bags and what kind of nonsense Mel Kiper's going to spew, which he doesn't know.
And it's not so much, like, who goes where, but it seems like there are these storylines that pop up every year with, like, there's the guy in the green room who's waiting too long and he's all stressed out about it.
And the agent's
there's
freaking out.
Yeah, the team that's melting down behind the scenes. It seems like the Redskins already, like, if you've been following, they're like torn in between
Snyder's
what the owner
like,
and
no,
the coach
get
wants
out of here.
To do. The Browns will do something stupid. Like, you know,
Gruden is going to surprise the world.
Yeah, there's always these storylines that come out of nowhere, and it's become like there's a narrative to it, which is pretty cool.
I look forward to tonight. I want to see chaos. So that's, you know, it's very intriguing.
Chaos,
to me.
Trey, yes. Is a ladder.
Well, whatever. Okay. All right. Is that some Game of Thrones reference? It is.
Yes, it is,
reference.
Dude.
Dang
see,
it.
Okay.
Littlefinger said that.
Well, hey, it's only your fault. We told you
give me
months
some Homeland
before.
References or something.
Months before we said, hey,
are
this
you really
is what you
hating
need to do.
Game of Thrones? Do you hate
no,
this?
I don't
how
hate
much
Game
it's taken?
No, I don't hate Game of Thrones.
It's okay to hate it.
I haven't watched it yet. I want to watch it. I just
you're,
haven't watched it.
Are you going
yet.
To eventually?
I will.
Like when it's over?
Yeah, I will. Once it's over.
But you're going to hear how it ends. And that's going to kind of mess it up for
no.
you.
No, I mean, it's eight seasons
have you watched
long.
The Sopranos?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, like, if you hadn't watched The Sopranos, and I know it's been gone for a long time now, but, like, if you had been planning on watching it afterwards, like, everybody, you would know how it ended, right? Because, you know, it's like, oh, did he die or did he not die? Like, you would know that was coming. I feel like that would take away some of the
– did he die, Russell?
The suspense. I don't know, man. I don't have a strong opinion on
the writer said it was meant to. He died.
Okay, that's good. All right, yeah, Russell, what's coming up today?
It's a good question. I have not done enough show prep today. I've had Murphy's Law in effect at Stately Smith Manor this morning, so obviously we'll be talking about the draft. A couple of the transfer stuff.
FBI
is
trial.
Interesting. And hopefully something crazy happens in the FBI.
Oh,
trial.
Oh, it's happening right now.
Is it going down?
Oh, yeah, it's going
What's
down.
What's going down?
Dawkins is talking. $11,000 in shoes that are sent from Vegas to TCU.
Dawkins.
Yeah, they're all cheaters. His whole bleeping staff, Dawkins on Jamie Dixon at TCU, Marvin Bagley, Jared Vanderbilt. It's getting a little crazy. So I look
Nothing's
forward to –
Nothing's going to happen. Though.
I look forward to kind of hearing what you guys have to say. And
Thanks.
Appreciate you joining
Thanks.
Us. And
I look forward to hearing what I have to say, too, because I don't really know what I'm going to say.
Oh, there you go. That's the
go
positive
that
about
out.
The drive.
I've got, what, 10 minutes to
you
figure it out?
You got 10 minutes for show
All
prep.
Right.
You're good.
Here we go.
Take care
Thank
of it.
Thank you.
Let's take a break. We'll come back on the other side. A little bit of news of the day, then we'll be out of here. I was about to say it's the drive, but not
no.
yet. Bye. It's Optional Fox Sports Knoxville. Coming back, wrapping up today. What?
This is Mac Miller.
Okay, Mac Miller, whatever. This is Mac Miller. Thanks.
I thought you might remember from last week.
Thanks to DJ Moe for joining us today. Thanks to Aaron Torres for coming on, breaking down everything going on. Been a fun show. Everybody make sure to stay tuned for the drive. And then the boys from Overtime will be taking you home tonight, getting you all the way up. And they're actually going to be on during the draft, which is actually pretty neat. So they'll get to at least talk about the first pick. So that's good. We're right under about 5 hours away. Well, I don't even know about that. 4 hours away, actually, from the start. And then there's some hockey on tonight. If you're into that type of thing, whatever. Last night was awesome with the Hurricanes and the Capitals. That was cool. Went to double overtime. The Canes ended up winning that thing 4-3 in Washington. Great game, great ending. It was a slobber knocker. And then the officials from the Vegas Knights versus San Jose Game 7 been suspended, reportedly, from a TV station out in Las Vegas. So they will not be officiating any more Stanley Cup playoff games. Thank you, everybody, for coming on today. We really appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow. Don't know who will line up, but we'll talk about everything that's going on today with the draft. We'll be back tomorrow.
Thrones predictions.
Don't forget to go hang out at Hops and Hollers tonight for the NFL draft parties, everything they have going on. Appreciate all the guests. For Chance Collins, Brandon Johns, I'm Trey Wallace. See you tomorrow. Peace. Baby, don't you want